It's Monday, May 17th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. As students spent more than a year at home in remote learning settings, cheating has become more rampant and easier than ever. In North Carolina State University, more than 200 students were caught cheating. Texas A&M University had a 50% increase in cheating. Educators say a big part of this is the stress and pressure during the pandemic. And a lot of the cheating is done on homework help and homework auction sites, where students can post their assignments and people can bid on completing them for a price. Tonnell Hobbs, senior special writer at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for the latest surge in cheating.
Thanks for joining us, Tonnell.
Thank you for having me.
Wanted to talk about cheating in school. It's become easier than ever, and it's pretty rampant right now across the country. I've been fascinated kind of with what's been happening in education throughout the pandemic, you know, the roller coaster ride that students and parents and teachers all had to go through with closures right. And openings, remote learning, the whole nine. We've talked about it extensively on the podcast. But this is one of those things that I kind of missed. I wasn't really thinking of it, but it makes total sense. Kids are at home, you know, often in their rooms. They're not in front of a classroom. Cheating, some type of cheating is going to be happening. But a lot of what we're seeing, too, is kind of the ease and the rise in access to these websites, homework help websites. And basically, sometimes people are just getting whole papers done and submitting them as their own. So, Tonnell, tell us a little bit about what we're seeing with all of it.
There is a lot of this site, and I talked to quite a few, and they said they have gained millions of new users during the pandemic. And in talking to students and reaching out to them through social media, I started becoming aware of these auction sites, where they can actually put their work up for auction. And you have people that bid on it. And it's almost like Yelp for cheaters. These people have ratings. You don't have to go with the lowest bidder. You can go with the person who's got a great track record of doing math work.
The pitch on one of these websites that says, consider hiring me to do your assignment. I work fast, pay close attention to the instructions, and deliver a plagiarism-free paper. I mean, you know,
that's big. I mean, the plagiarism free thing is big right now.
They're selling themselves to, as you mentioned, to the students that want to, the help with the homework and the assignments. Let's talk a little bit about this, because in North Carolina State University, there was a teacher who was concerned about this and kind of set up like a mini sting operation almost. Tell us how he found out his students were cheating and how many, because there was a lot.
There was a lot. And actually, at the end of it, he was really surprised at how many there were. He had suspected some cheating was going on, just doing what he does. He's looking at grades and things like that. So what he did, he had access to a computer program, and the students didn't realize this. Each exam was different, whether it was just a word or two different in the question. So once he gave that exam and those questions started popping up on one certain site, it was the Chegg study site. And Chegg is, you know, some students use it the right way, some students don't, obviously. But once the questions started popping up there, he's like, wow. And Chegg is one of the outfits that actually prides itself on trying to help stop cheating. So what Chegg ended up doing, you know, they worked with Tyler Johnson, that's the coordinator of the class. And he was able to see that it didn't just catch students who posted, but it also was able to tell those who actually looked at the answers. So even if you didn't post, it's like, oh, my classmate already posted. Let me just look at the answer.
Wow.
So they got those people too.
Yeah, he found about 200 students were caught cheating.
Yes.
It was 1/4 of the class. That's just at North Carolina State University. Texas A&M, they had a 50% increase in cheating, 71% of investigations in University of Pennsylvania. Even West Point had dozens of cadets cheating. So, I mean, when you're not in classroom settings, these things become so much easier. Let's talk about that industry then, this kind of work for hire, homework for hire type thing, because you guys did something really interesting there at the Wall Street Journal. You put out your own bid or something, basically saying, hey, you know, the Wall Street Journal is looking for help cheating an article. How did that go?
Well, the reason why we did that, because I wanted to see how easy is it to do this. And obviously, we are a media company, so we had to let them know, hey, we're doing this for a story. We're not paying you and all of this stuff. But as soon as we posted, just saying, hey, Wall Street Journal is looking for help cheating, and automatically they started bidding. And the bids ranged, I think it was like from $15, and then somebody said that they would help us if we gave them $2,000. But it was fast. I mean, yeah. The bid started coming in fast, and we ended up pulling it down like after about 30 minutes, we stopped the auction. But it was just that easy for me to go on there. I don't even think it took not even a minute and a half for me to post the assignment.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously people responding right away, they're not even reading it. They're just trying to get whatever quote unquote work they can at that point. The other thing that we saw an increase in is kind of surveillance type companies that hire online proctors to watch students taking tests from home. So cheating has gotten so bad, they need to watch the students from home so they can make sure they don't do it. And there's all sorts of stuff that goes into that too, facial recognition stuff to catch eyes wandering. How does that work?
That can be kind of contentious, actually, because you obviously now have a person in many cases watching a student through a webcam. But I've noticed it at the college level, especially, that's what they're going to get these exams done. You know, the colleges that aren't in session at all, or the students that aren't back on campus, they want to test them. And they said, well, we're going to hire these proctors to do this. And that has been contentious, but those companies are growing big time. They're growing just as much as the companies that students are using to cheat.
So, okay, the overarching question, why are students cheating? It's happened forever. I mean, cheating has always been gone on as long as school has gone on. Maybe a student is unprepared. Who knows? Whatever. But when you're at home, you have your own classroom materials. I mean, it seems like it's much easier. But a lot of people are pointing to, obviously, the stress and pressure due to the pandemic.
I heard that more than anything from students. It was the stress. It was the pressure. It was just sometimes they just felt lost. It's a lot different being in that physical classroom and being able to raise your hand, or maybe you look confused and the teacher notices that. Some of them just felt like they fell behind. And then some of them, quite frankly, said, we're in a pandemic. Anything goes. We should be able to use whatever resources we need to make this work. I got quite a few of that, of people that said that.
You know, I mean, I can sympathize with a little bit of anything goes in the pandemic, but this is a specific situation. You're learning, you're trying to get your education. Right. You're obviously skirting that. You're not learning if you're contracting someone else to do it.
That's right. And you know what? I tell the students, it's like, oh, so you cheated all of Spanish 1 when you go back to school in person. How are you going to be ready for Spanish 2?
Right. Exactly. When you're ready to move on.
Then they're saying they might have to keep doing it. There's that.
If you could indulge me for a second, because unfortunately I found it kind of funny, but there was some unique new ways that students were cheating, including wearing wigs, using drones. What did you find out regarding that?
Yes. Well, every time I would talk to one of the proctoring companies, I just wanted to kind of find out, hey, what ways are they cheating? And some of the ways were just so, you know, I'm like, wow, these kids are getting creative. Using a drone to, you know, the drones have the cameras and beaming the drone down so that the drone can take a picture, you know, so they could send it off or sell the questions or whatever. And then the wig thing was interesting because apparently there was a female student. She was taking a test and she ended up sneezing and she got off camera. Next thing you know, there's a male wearing a wig trying to impersonate her. And
that was the one that got me.
Companies have been shocked. Yeah, they have been really shocked.
Let's move on a little bit then. So what's happening too is on the flip side, the students, right? They're using these services. Sometimes the product is not that great, so they're not getting the grades that they, quote unquote, wanted to pay for. And then they're getting gutsy. They're going to the Better Business Bureau and trying to throw these companies under the bus, saying that they're, you know, the product is not there. So they're cheating and complaining about it.
Yeah, that was shocking to me. And I found out about that because I had talked to a student that said, and she had said, I'm going to the Better Business Bureau because a friend of mine did that. So I decided to check with the Better Business Bureau. And sure enough, they were complaining and there was a lot of complaints. And it was shocking. And a lot of complaints, you know, students said they were promised, they were assured that they would have an A. And there are some of these people that do this and they will assure you a certain grade. I've seen students that say, you get a bonus if I get an A. That's $20 more. So these kids, they were complaining to the Better Business Bureau that they didn't get the grade promised or it was plagiarized. A lot of these people assure you that they will not plagiarize the work. Because some of the universities, especially, also in the schools, they can run the assignment through this plagiarism software. That's the reason why the kids always say it has to be unique so it will not get caught up in the plagiarism software. When they get caught up in that, they will complain to the Better Business Bureau about that too.
Okay, and the last part of this, going back to the example of Tyler Johnson at North Carolina State University, they caught 200 students. They gave them three options with how to deal with this. Either come clean, fight it with whatever administration there at the school, or meet with the teacher and try to hash something out. How did that go?
Most of the kids, there were, I guess, probably half of the kids decided to do the Zoom meeting with the teacher. And basically what he said, he's a coordinator, once he laid it out for them, they just kind of said, okay, you got us. There were about 30 to 35 of them that took their chances in a hearing process, and only one of them was fully vindicated. So the vast majority of those kids got punished. Now, he found evidence that some kids were using another cheating site to cheat. But he said, unfortunately, that cheating site did not cooperate with the university. So there was actually more than the 200, he suspects, that cheated. It's just they didn't get cooperation from the other cheating site.
Wow. Just kind of an unfortunate side story to all of this. As you mentioned, a lot of them said anything goes in the pandemic, and this kind of just seemed primed to happen while students are all remote learning. So just an interesting look. Yeah. And, you know, we'll see how this increases, how this changes when kids go back to school and how prepared they are. So we'll monitor all of that.
You know, the educators they're really worried about it because some of these kids haven't been in a physical classroom for a year. And you have some students who will tell you, nope, I use this and this the whole time. How are they going to be ready for Algebra 2 if they didn't do their work for Algebra 1?
Exactly.
So it's a concern.
Tonnell Hobbs, senior special writer at the Wall Street Journal. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.